It's time now. It's 11:10. Welcome to Kate's Corner. I have Pam Probst. She is the principal at Bishop Hogan, and alongside her is Sam Graves. She's one of the parents and a volunteer, and I'm so happy to welcome the two of you. Thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to start with Pam. Pam, if you could tell us just a little bit about Bishop Hogan and how Bishop Hogan sets itself apart from other schools, the curriculum, the learning, the style, you know, what happens there?
Well, we're so fortunate to be able to focus on educating the whole child through academics, spiritual growth, and service to others. And this empowers our students to grow into caring, responsible, and knowledgeable adults. We feel like we can focus on the high academic achievements, but also help the students learn to develop a deeper faith in our daily curriculum. We pray each day that we start the day with prayer. We pray before and after lunch and end our day with prayer. We also have religion classes daily and attend Mass. Also very important, I think, to Bishop Hogan is how we work to establish a feeling of family and community. We eat lunch at round tables in the cafeteria so students can interact better with each other. We pair our upper class students with our younger kiddos, and they go to church together. They do activities together. And this helps our upperclassmen be leaders because the younger ones certainly look up to them. And our upperclassmen plan events that, you know, carry out ideas, whatever we do at school. Something I've noticed, too, about the students is that they take ownership in our school. It's their school. We assign different jobs to the kids to help around school, just like you do a household. Mm-hmm. Everyone does their job, and it makes it work. And I especially love it when students ask if there's extra things that they can do that they see that need to be done. We also are able to do community service. Some examples are like we make cards for the sick, collect food for the poor, serve lunch at the House of Prayer, pick up trash around the neighborhood. Just some things where we can connect to those service opportunities with living out the gospel of what Jesus modeled for us. And so we hope it will be a lifelong habit for the kids. And I think our parents, too, are just the best. They have a true investment and involvement in our school because they choose to send their kids to Bishop Hogan. And they help with everything we do, so we're so fortunate with that.
That is, that it's so important. And some of the things that you've mentioned, I mean, you know, having the upperclassmen mentor, and, you know, that's something you carry throughout your life. I mean, you know, to mentor someone, and what children see, they emulate.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you have these younger kids that are seeing the upperclassmen mentor them, they're going to mentor others. And it's going to be, you know, you're going to pass it on to other things. You know, and the good and the bad kind of work the same way. You know, it's how you're led. And, you know, kids that maybe grow up in dysfunctional households learn some bad behaviors, they pass that along. But when you have those great traits and those morals and those values that are instilled in them, they're going to pass all that positive stuff along too. And when you talked about, you know, eating around the table together, that's some of my most fond memories at home. And unfortunately, there are some kids today that don't have that. Families don't eat meals together. They're working two jobs. They don't have that. So what a wonderful place, what a wonderful institution of learning where you can, you know, you can be a family and you can introduce those things to children that they may not have at their home.
Right. You know, and they also learn to find, they see that there's so many people that care about them. You know, the older students, they'll see them in the hallway. They give them high fives. They, you know, they know. And the older students rise to that occasion, and they know they're being watched by younger kids, and they want to be that good example. So we're so lucky to have that.
And that builds self-esteem, and that just makes such a, that just really helps out so much. I mean, it helps so much. And there's so many, there's events coming up. And like a little bird told me, you have this auction coming up, and I want to hear all about it. So tell me, let's talk about the auction. It's a spring dinner auction. What's it going to entail, first of all? And I love the name, An Evening in Wonderland. I have to know how you came up with the theme. But tell me all about this auction.
Well, thanks for having us. We are extremely excited to hold the annual dinner auction. This annual event invites the community and beyond into our school to highlight and showcase our school, staff, and the children that grace its halls. We are proud of the opportunities provided through Bishop Hogan, and we look forward to sharing those with others. This entertaining spending evening provides for operating and administrative expenses while creating memories for those attending. We are extremely blessed with some of the greatest volunteers around. In fact, I challenge you to find a harder working or more invested group than those that are working towards the betterment of their children. They really are the best and go above and beyond each year. After the dinner auction is held annually, we have a meeting, and we hold this meeting to discuss any items that we can implement or improve for the next year. During this meeting, we also take suggestions and vote on the theme for the next year's dinner auction. That's how we came up with the theme for this year's. This allows for our committees, such as decorations and donations, adequate time to plan.
So. That's awesome. And where can you get the tickets at?
So tickets are available at the school by pre-sale. You can call 646-0705. A unique part of our event is that tables are also available for groups or friends to purchase together, and you can be seated near the live auction. Like I said, it's best to contact the school for information on that. It's 646-0705. And we'd love to have you there.
Any idea what some of those items that are going to be auctioned off are yet?
Oh, goodness. There is such a wide variety of items. We have everything from a signed football from Chiefs Chris Jones, Kansas City Zoo membership packages. There's even a photo session with, from Clicks by Charity. We have Yeti coolers, wooden rockers, Yeti backpack, an Oculus. We have residential commercial cleaning, trees available for your yard, power washers for that spring cleaning. We have half a hog, butchered hog, loads of rock for your driveway or yard. Just a wide variety of anything from a fire pit to gift certificates and lots more.
I am so looking forward to being there. I'm going to be there that night.
Great.
So I'm very excited. I am very excited. You know, there are also some other, you know, events or important things. We're in Lenten season right now.
Exactly.
And I know Knights of Columbus is doing a fish fry. Right. And I think that's coming up this Friday. It's the 25th and
April 1st and April 8th.
Got it.
Three more.
And it's all drive-through pickup, correct?
Yes, it is.
I'm flying off the time. I don't have the notes in front of me.
You're doing great.
So you don't want to miss that. That's really important. You guys are having a book fair, and that's coming up March 28th?
Yes, we start the book fair next week, and that will be all week in our school library, and anyone is welcome to come purchase books. Kids love to read, and that's always a good thing to do, and that the money that we raise from the book fair then helps buy books for our own library, which is great.
That's fantastic. And Easter season's coming up soon. Before you know it, Easter season's going to be happening. And I said a little bird flew a little note in. So what do the kids do if they're outside and hear a siren or life flight?
Yeah, this is something that we have, as Bishop Hogan has done forever, but just during class or any time, whenever they hear a siren, then the whole school just stops quietly. They say a prayer for the family that's in crisis or the person that's in crisis, and then they pick up their pencil and go on. And it is so wonderful to see that, because kids do that from parents telling us that kids do that at home. They do it at other times so that, you know, the people in the community can feel that prayer anytime that you need it.
I'm just really butting in here. Having had children that went through Bishop Hogan, my kids still do it. Mm-hmm. They still awesome. Do it. They don't know who it is. They don't know if they have a religion. They don't know what religion. They do it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Thank you. That was Patty Leatherman, our general manager. I'm crying.
Well, it's so wonderful to know that has created a lifelong thing.
Wow.
That we're thinking about other people and what they're going through, even if we don't know them.
There's nothing more important than service. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more important than service. And I've been really involved in the church too, so this really strings, you know, just kind of tugs at my heart, because I'm not going to go through my whole story, but there was a moment when I went through my divorce that it was dark, And if anyone ever says you can't hear God's voice, you can. Because I felt this tap on my shoulder and I heard as clear as day, turn your mess into your ministry. And service is so important. And when I'm telling you, when you give to others, when you do for others, you gain so much. You gain so much. So just a simple act like just stopping and praying for someone. Mm-hmm. Even if you're walking down the street and you just see someone, you know, just stop and pray for them. I don't think there's any better gift you can give to someone than prayer.
Right. And then our students will also, when they see something or know of something in the community, they'll say, can we make cards for them? Or, you know, they ask. They want that good feeling of helping others and making others feel good. Mm-hmm. So I know it's going to be a lifelong skill.
It is. It is. And, you know, you don't know what other people are going through. You don't know what those prayers mean to them. You don't know what those cards mean to them. Right. You know, we see people every day and, you know, a lot of people have smiles on their faces, but you don't really know what's going on in their lives. So while you guys are doing such an amazing job in this community, and the kids are just serving people, serving each other, serving God, and just, you know, just what an amazing way to grow up. What an amazing set of beliefs and values and morals to be able to pass on to other people, in a way, just a great way to live your life.
It's such a blessing to be able to have the opportunity, and you know, for people to have a choice of being able to do that or where they want to go to school. I think we're very fortunate. You know, Chillicothe's not huge, but to be able to do that. And the community support that we get is phenomenal. I mean, our dinner auction couldn't even happen if we didn't have the wonderful people of Chillicothe that are so giving and so generous and, you know, incredibly supportive. We appreciate that. We never take that for granted.
No, this is a wonderful place to be. Yeah, I was scared when I moved up here. Oh, I hit the wrong button. When I moved up here, I was never scared. I was like, I don't know anybody here. And this community is about community. They accept you with open arms. I mean, some people send me cards and flowers, and I mean, it makes you feel like home. And they just call you sometimes if you don't feel good. How are you feeling? Okay, is there anything we can do for you? They don't know me. You know. So what an amazing community and what an amazing school. And I thank you guys so much for coming today and talking about everything that's going on and talking about the auction, talking about the school, and enlightening the community about what you guys do every day.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate that.
You are so...
Sam, thank you for joining us.
Sam, thank you. Thank you so much.